This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Jesse Beyer, a number one best-selling trauma author, a coach for aspiring authors, and a whole lot of other things that we're going to dive into today. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So let's go back in time a little bit. You are the number one bestselling author of How to Heal. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Absolutely. So taking us all the way back to high school, which I know is everyone's favorite time in their life to remember, I was one of many who in that time of my life really struggled with my mental health. Not only was it something I was struggling with, but it was also something that the person I was in a relationship with was struggling with. And so as I started to heal from that time in my life, I went to one day of talk therapy and I was so uncomfortable with it that I kid you not, I literally ran out of the building and I never went back. So my healing journey, I did alone and I did without any support. And as I started to learn more about the field of psychology, which is what I studied in college, I learned about how there were other methods of healing and other ways that you could get support in your healing journey that I wish I knew about, because I feel like my journey would have been so much easier and so much smoother if I had those level of support. So being the kid that was always writing, being the person that always wanted to write a book, I was like, well, I should put all this into a book and put it out into the world so that other trauma survivors, other people who are struggling with their mental health can really find a way to healing that fits them and fits what they're looking for and what they're needing. And that's kind of how to Heal came together. And now it is obviously out into the world, talks about 9 different natural and integrative trauma therapies. And it's been a great journey since then.
That is absolutely incredible. I know the longer version is in the book, that we obviously don't have time to go through the whole thing today. What inspired, when, as you were learning this, what inspired you to start writing it?
So it actually started as my capstone project for my undergraduate degree. And the approved plan, I suppose, for the capstone project was a lit review. And I had written so many lit reviews, I did not want to write another lit review. And so I went to my advisor and was like, hey, can I write a book instead? It's going to be 10 times as long, 10 times as much work. I don't see what the issue is. Now, I went to a very traditional university and they were like, no, it has to be a lit review because we wouldn't know how to grade a book. And I'm like, okay. So like any budding entrepreneur, I spent the entire semester writing my book and then spent the last 3 hours before the lit review was due writing the lit review. So that's kind of how it started to come together. Again, it was that interest of, hey, I don't want to keep this information to myself, and a bit of, you know, passion project during that last semester of college.
So I got to ask, you said the last 3 hours you wrote the lit review. Did you write the lit review of your own book?
I didn't. I should have, but I didn't. I kind of took like half of a chapter from my book and expanded it into a lit review and then called it good.
Fair enough. And you obviously got through that okay.
So I did, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the journey since publishing the book.
It's been a whirlwind, honestly, and I don't mean to sound dramatic when I say this, but it really did change everything for me and my business. Before I published my book, I called myself a speaker, and when I say that I was a speaker, I mean that I was speaking maybe two or three times a year for a very small amount of money. So sure, kind of a speaker, but not really a business. And then after my book came out, I went from speaking one or two times a semester. I speak on college campuses, so my brain works in semesters, but speaking one to two times a semester to speaking 12 to 15 times a semester for another zero on the end of my speaking fee. So it really just exploded. And while the money is great and the business growth is great, it's really the most important to me that I have had the ability to impact thousands of trauma survivors around the world and get the DMs and the emails and the messages saying like, hey, I now feel like I can find a path to healing, or I now feel like I can ask for support for my mental health struggles. That's really what it's all about. And I'm so honored to say that I've had so many of those messages and conversations with people, but it's been a whirlwind. I'm so thankful for it. And it really did, you know, explode everything for me in terms of my business growth.
Well, congratulations. That is awesome. So talk a little, you alluded to it. Talk a little bit about the business on the back of the, on the back of the book. Because you have more than just the book and speaking. Talk a little bit about that part of the process.
Definitely. So as you're starting your business, it's not uncommon for you to be in like 17,000 different Facebook groups and have a bunch of friends that are entrepreneurs that are kind of supporting you in your journey, which is fantastic. And when my book came out and it did really well and it saw this growth for me in my business, of course, you have some of those people asking you, well, how did you do it? I've been wanting to write a book. How did you get this business growth from it? And so I was like, well, I better start coaching aspiring authors as well. So started working with some friends kind of one-on-one and helping them go from saying, okay, I want to write a book, to how do I get it on paper? How do I get it published? How do I market it? And then that really expanded into that second branch of my business, which I have today, which is working with aspiring authors, specifically entrepreneurs, to write, publish, and market their nonfiction books, and not only use it to help them grow their business, but grow their impact as well. So I have a couple different programs on that end that I work with aspiring authors to help them through.
What has surprised you most about this process?
Honestly, it's what people struggle with the most. And I expected it to be, oh, you know, I can't find a publisher, or oh, I don't know about self-publishing, or something about the publishing and the marketing. But the vast majority of people that I talk to that want to write a book, they're like, I can't get the manuscript done. Like, I just can't finish it. I'm too distracted, or I'm procrastinating, or I don't know what to write, or things like that. And I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting it to be more of the tactical behind the scenes stuff instead of the mindset and writing stuff. But yeah, I mean, you got to adapt and serve your clients the best way that you can.
Absolutely. With all the success you've had and helped others have, what's your biggest challenge now?
Oh man, that's a great question. I think for me, I am definitely that visionary type where I have so many different ideas and I'm like, I want to start a mental health apparel line. And then I want to start a done-for-you Amazon ad service. And I want to do all these different things all at once. And so for me, it's kind of taking a breath and saying, okay, Jesse, get really, really good at one thing. Focus on that, scale that, and then branch off into something else. I think, you know, when you do have this knowledge and you have this success, not like I'm the god of book writing and publishing, but when you do have some experience, you want to do all the things and you want to share your information, all of your information with everyone. And so scaling that back and saying, okay, breathe, focus, grow, and then pivot has definitely been a challenge for me at this stage.
I think that's your next bumper sticker right there. I love it.
I love it.
So what has been, so you talked about your journey and you talked about your biggest challenge and you talked about some of the things that were surprising to you along the way. I think it's kind of obvious, but I'm going to ask anyway. You're so passionate. What do you like best about what you're doing?
It's working with the people and it's hearing their stories. And from the mental health side of things, it's having that conversation. I mean, I can think of one presentation that I gave at a school that didn't have a counselor on campus, and they had just had a suicide on campus as well. And after my presentation, one girl came up to me and she was like, I have never heard someone speak so openly about mental health before. And I now feel like I can do the same thing. And that just, wow. Man, that just gets you to your core, because I had that impact, right? And of course, it's not about me, but knowing that I can change someone's life like that has been amazing. And same on the author side, you know, people come to me with their stories and they're like, this is everything that I went through. This is everything I overcame and everything I learned in whatever industry that is, you know, business, weight loss, life coaching, whatever. They come to me with that and they're like, I want to help people with this story. How do I get it out there? And so it's the stories and the conversations and the connections that are absolutely my favorite part in business right now.
That is beautiful. For our our listeners and viewers watching and listening who want to learn more about what you're doing, where is the best place for us to send them?
Definitely. So I am on Instagram. I have recently dived into Instagram Reels. So if you want some really bad dancing, come hang out with me on Instagram. But if you want to learn more and actually, you know, start on that process of writing and publishing your book, I have a free training. It's on my website or at the link in my Instagram bio that'll really help you get started on that path.
Awesome. And we will send everybody to jessebyerinternational.com. If you could go back in time and knowing what you know now, give yourself some advice, what would you tell yourself?
Kind of the same advice I'm telling myself now, to be honest, which is focus and kind of tune out the rest of the noise. I've actually stopped scrolling on Instagram a lot because you have so many different advice pieces from people of high ticket offers, low ticket offers, market this way, market on Pinterest, start a blog, start a podcast, all these different things. And that does not help me when I'm the one that likes to go boom with all my ideas. So I would say, you know, the same thing, which is pick something, pick someone to learn from, pick someone to follow, do their methodology, get really good at it, and then move forward from there.
That is awesome advice. Anything else you want to share that I haven't thought to ask you yet?
Yeah, I mean, just to wrap up, something that I tell everyone who's thinking about turning their story into a book is that you are the expert of your own story. Your story deserves to be heard, and your story has the power to change the world. So go write a book.
Okay, that's a great way to wrap it up. They should go write a book. This has been Seth Green with Jesse Byer. Jesse, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.